This is 89.1 WEMU, and as we make our way through a Michigan winter, it seems like a perfect time to talk about solar energy. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. More people through the state and here in Washtenaw County have been installing rooftop and residential solar panels, and there's been some subsidized support to do so, but there is some pushback from utilities in the state, and that may make it more difficult to invest in solar for your home and reduce the benefits of returning power to the grid. Our guest this morning knows a lot more about this than I do. Laura Sherman is president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, and thank you for making the time for us today.
Thanks for having me.
What role does the Business Council envision solar power having in our energy future?
Well, I think solar and other types of renewables play a huge role in the future of our energy system. And for many years, we've been moving away from a centralized system where big power plants send out energy onto the grid and people consume it, to one that has two-way power flows, much more distributed energy, folks generating energy and using it in different ways, more interaction with the grid, with smart meters. So we're moving from a sort of simple centralized system to a much more complicated, modernized grid. And I think distributed energy and distributed solar play a huge role in that.
As we study through and make our way through those complications, study after study shows that greater investment in renewables, including solar, will create more jobs and further stimulate the economy. What might that look like in Michigan in a generation?
Well, I think, you know, we're already seeing huge increases in jobs in the advanced energy industry. Before the pandemic, there were more than 125,000 clean energy jobs in Michigan. We were leading the Midwest in clean energy jobs. And it's only poised to keep going. I think, like other industries, a lot of these companies are small businesses and they've been hit hard by the pandemic, but the recovery is starting. And I think there's a lot of opportunities. In solar alone, in 2019, there were more than 4,000 jobs in Michigan. So it's not a job force that can be exported. They're really good paying jobs that are right here in Michigan.
How significantly has the cost of rooftop and residential solar come down in price over the years?
It's come down dramatically. Since 2009, utility scale solar has declined in cost by 90%, and rooftop is similarly declining in price. And so it's much more affordable for folks. And this is irregardless of any incentives or tax credits or anything like that. The costs are declining because we're building more of them, we're getting better at it, and people are finding ways to save costs.
As you mentioned, for some it is still cost prohibitive, but there have been subsidies available in many communities. Do you anticipate an expansion of subsidy support with a new federal administration that says it's committed to moving to a more renewable energy future?
Let me maybe back up a little bit on the word subsidy. So there have been federal tax credits. There are federal tax credits for all energy systems, many of which for fossil fuels are actually built into the tax code and permanently. And the credits for things like wind and solar continue to expire. So I think there's a push at the federal level to create a technology neutral long-term tax credit, which would enable us to stop worrying about which technology you're using, and technologies keep innovating, and instead focus on whatever policy goals we aim to accomplish. So, for example, carbon reductions, the credit could be tied to emissions and allow these technologies to compete on a level playing field with those fossil-based technologies that, as I said, have permanent tax credits. I think that's an interest of the industry, a strong interest that I know a lot of folks in Washington are thinking about now.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Laura Sherman continues on 89.1 WEMU. Laura is president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. You've touched on it a couple of different times, but the marketplace is changing the way the utilities that serve our energy needs are doing business. There's been that move away from coal. Coal-fired power plants are being shuttered, and no plans for more to be built in Michigan. Utilities have made a significant investment in wind and solar and partner with a good number of communities to expand renewable offering. That falls on the good side of the ledger of what we're getting from our utilities, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think the utilities in Michigan have carbon goals that are driving them, but the reality of this is that the cost declines that I mentioned a minute ago are making this move sort of inevitable. So as the utilities look at what they need to serve the load, to serve their customers into the future, they're comparing all the different options for generation, and they're seeing that wind and solar are the cheapest forms of new generation that they could put on the system. And so that's the best way to serve their customers, provide the lowest cost, and that's the direction they're moving.
DTE and perhaps other utilities are fighting legislation in Lansing that would allow for greater residential rooftop and community solar development. What is the issue there?
You know, I think fundamentally it's an issue with who owns the generation. The utilities have a monopoly and enjoy certain financial benefits from things they own. And when you put rooftop solar, you're not only buying less electricity from them, you are also cutting into their financial benefits that they enjoy when they actually own these systems. You know, I think this is sort of a pure and simple financial incentive issue, and I think we're hopeful that there are ways around that, and we're having really good conversations with some of the utilities about that.
So what is that dialogue centered on?
So there are ways, and a lot of states are thinking about this now, where you can, if you have a certain performance goal, if you want to reduce carbon emissions or if you want to encourage more rooftop solar, you can find ways with regulation to align utility incentives and align their financial interests with that goal, so that it's sort of ways to create a win-win, so that things like what we've done in Michigan with energy efficiency standards, so the utilities don't generally want you to buy less electricity from them, which is what energy efficiency does, but we've created in the state incentives so that if they achieve certain energy efficiency targets, they receive financial incentives, which then allow them to continue with those programs.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking solar power with the president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, Laura Sherman. What needs to happen between the utilities and the Public Service Commission to come to that more inclusive solution?
I think we're at the very beginning stages of thinking that through, but I think there are a lot of benefits to the utility of distributed generation, of people having solar and batteries in their homes. You're providing electricity to your neighbor, and in doing so, the utility doesn't have to have a giant transmission line. They don't have to build a big central power plant. They also can do things like help support the local grid. If your neighbor gets an EV or if your neighbor gets a new refrigerator, you can help support that load, and they don't maybe need to build a new line or put in a new wire to support that. And so I think it's trying to figure out how to monetize all of those benefits, make sure that the utility gets the incentives or the benefits that they need to the grid, and that the customer is able to support their own electricity generation and their own reliability needs.
Do you see the political will in Lansing to make the necessary changes to move us to that future?
You know, I think the energy issues are really interesting. In the legislation that we were working on last year to lift the limit on rooftop solar, we had some of the most conservative Republicans in the legislature working with some of the most liberal Democrats in the legislature. I think energy issues are really bipartisan, especially in Michigan. It's about jobs. It's about creating a fair and open market, and that really plays to both sides of the aisle. So I remain hopeful, and I think I hope that we see a solution to this issue soon.
Well, we've just entered another two-year legislative session in Lansing. Where would you like us to be on these issues by the end of this session, and is that different than where you think we will actually be?
You know, I think that there are a lot of things that we can get done on energy issues in the next 2 years. I'm really hopeful that we can address this issue of the limit on rooftop solar. I'm hopeful there's a statewide solution, and whether that involves some kind of incentive mechanism for the utilities, you know, we're open to those conversations. I think there's also a lot of other things that we may be able to do in the next 2 years. There's a lot of folks interested in community solar and allowing communities across Michigan to have locally sited solar and use that to power their energy needs. There's some changes to financing that I think would be beneficial. So there's sort of a lot of of our priorities that I really think are bipartisan and can get buy-in.
Well, thank you so much for the time today and kind of brightening up Michigan Gray Day.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
That is Laura Sherman, president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council and our guest on issues of the environment. This regular Wednesday feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. For more information on today's topic and to access the Issues of the Environment archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.